This is going to sound like the most random question, but I'm hoping somebody has the answer. And you might have it, Callie, and I could just be dumb.
Okay.
I am having a problem in my bathroom.
Okay.
That also existed in the bathroom of the apartment we lived in before this house.
And what is that problem?
Fine blue dust.
What?
It's fine blue dust. So I just cleaned my bathroom top to bottom like 2 or 3 days ago. The day after I did it, there was on the, I could see on the white ceramic of the sink, it's almost like lint, like this really fine blue or gray lint.
It's probably dust.
Okay. So I cleaned it all off and it was gone. And I just noticed it this morning on the back of the toilet, also a ceramic surface. And I remember in the apartment that we lived in, the bathroom that was next to the master bedroom had that same problem. Like right after you would clean it, this fine blue-gray lint. And the only thing is that we have gray towels.
No, I don't think that's it. I think when you clean a bathroom, you're disrupting a lot of dust. And I think the only place you can see it settling is on the white porcelain.
It's so odd to me. And I'm thinking, does this mean we have to change the filters, you know, like in our air conditioner unit or something like that? Or no. Am I not cleaning well enough?
No, I think you're just disrupting.
Or is there something totally obvious that I never knew about cleaning bathrooms? Where they're like, oh, yeah, you got to change the dust filter on your toilet tank or something.
Yeah, I don't think that's it. Hmm.
Okay. Well, if you have an answer to the fine blue-gray dust mystery that's happening in apparently every bathroom I use, I'd appreciate it. Thanks. Okay. Appreciate you. Thank you.
The upside means living in gratitude, finding the positive in every experience, and helping other people do the same. You are now part of the movement. Welcome to The Upside with Callie and Jeff.
If this is your first episode of The Upside, welcome. If you've been here before, welcome back.
My name is Jeff Dollar, and today I am grateful for the recipe books that I brought home from New York a few months ago that have a whole bunch of my mom's recipes in, some of them that I remember from growing up.
My name is Callie Dollar, and I am grateful for the bandanas that are on our dogs right now. Our dogs got a nail trim yesterday. They got bandanas. It is the cutest. Dogs in bandanas are the cutest thing in the entire world.
Callie was very excited because the place that we went to did all the social distancing things right. And there was no contact between us and them. So they shouted from the door of the vet or whatever, hey, do you want bandanas? And you would have thought that they just offered to wheel a wheelbarrow full of money over to Callie.
Well, the thing is, we used to send our dogs every once in a while to doggy daycare just so they could be around other dogs, get some energy out, whatever. Now, Blair, my old dog, and Sadie used to go all the time. Lily is a daycare dropout. She has been called a bully and she is not allowed a daycare anymore. And that's who used to bathe our dogs and groom them and then put the cute bandanas on. And since then, I have been washing our dogs because Lily is not allowed there anymore. And so I have not had the pleasure of having a cute, new, freshly manicured dog with a bandana in probably 3 years, more than 3 years.
Lily's bandana, by the way, is very colorful in springtime, but it makes her look like she is a street performer in Mexico.
It's so cute. It's
very vibrant. So little things to be grateful for.
I have had a few hormonal moments because right now I am pregnant. However, hormones can creep up on you anytime. Maybe you're taking some drugs that are changing your hormones. Maybe, I don't know what's going on, but
you could be pretending that monthly thing is affecting you the way some women do, is an excuse to be grumpy.
Yeah, it happens. You don't have one, you don't get a say in that. Anyways, Jeff has been soliciting calls for you to tell me your crazy hormone stories so I feel a little less like a lunatic. And as long as we get the calls, we will be doing one a day.
Hey, Kelly and Jeff. I would like to remain anonymous because if my wife finds out I called this in, she might kill me. Anyway, I came home from work and she was cooking dinner. Well, earlier that day, she had asked me, do I want this or that? I texted her what I wanted, came home. It was the opposite. So I said, well, I wanted this. She immediately grabs the pot, walks over to the trash can, tilts the pot, and then says, this is what we're having. Do you want it or not? I then was very scared of my life. So I said, okay, that's totally fine. Thank you. Love the upside. Have a great day.
All right. So do not criticize or second guess what's being made for dinner.
Just around, go with the flow.
Around a hormone. I truly do have a concern about being a bad husband to you.
Why?
While you're navigating this. Because I have a problem and I recognize the problem. And I feel bad about it every time the problem surfaces. But I can tell when Callie is feeling blah and it comes and goes. She doesn't have morning sickness, but just random times throughout the day, like your tummy gets upset, right?
Yeah.
And a couple days ago, you had a sad day. So you were very sad the whole day, just out of nowhere. No rhyme or reason, but the hormones, I'm guessing. And I am a person who can't help but say, what's wrong? Are you okay? How can I fix it? And it's going to make you stab me because I hate myself when I'm doing it.
No, you're very sweet and you're very thoughtful and very attentive. And I really appreciate it. I'm not going to kill you.
You will, because I annoy myself because I know what's wrong. Like we were running errands the other day and it was the day we took the dogs in to get their nails trimmed. And we drove there, dropped them off. Waited in the parking lot. Callie was fine the whole time. And then as we started to pull out, you were like, ugh, I'm starting to feel gross because your stomach, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, oh, I'm sorry. And then where do we stop? We had to go to the gas station on the way back, you know, for my once a month fill up because mm-hmm. I'm only driving 2 miles a week. And by the time we got to the gas station, I could tell you were just crappy. And the whole time, every time I'm like, are you okay? Do you need anything? Do you need me to get you a Coke? What do we need? Do we have food at home that you can eat? Are you okay? Do I have to mask up and go to the store? Are you okay? I know what the answer is and I know what you're going to say, but I can't help it because I'm a fixer.
I think it's so sweet.
It's not sweet.
It's very sweet. It's very thoughtful.
It's annoying. I annoy myself. So I want to apologize in advance because you're going to have to deal with this for 9 months.
I think it's very sweet. And I think you don't have to like make concessions for me just because I'm pregnant, which you've also been doing. Like Jeff made the comment the other night, for the next, you know, 9 whatever months, you get to pick dinner. You get to pick what we're having for dinner. I'm like, Jeff, I don't. Like, we're still partners.
Well, that's
like, I'm not like the absolute and final word in everything.
Yeah, but I think we had narrowed it down, and I'm really worried about your upset stomach right now. It's like the other day, you put me in charge of dinner, and I did chicken wings. That was stupid.
Why is that stupid? It was delicious.
But you have an upset stomach. That's the last thing you want
to
eat.
It's not an upset stomach. It's like Jeff keeps asking me what I feel like, and how I feel is super hungover all the time. Like when you've had a long night out, and you wake up to go to the bathroom or whatever, and you're like, oh my gosh, I definitely drank too much. I feel a little dizzy. I feel a little bit like I might throw up. And
the description you gave me that I identified with immediately is you have an upset stomach, but you're starving, but you're afraid if you eat anything, you're going to be sick. And I hungover, Jeff, totally 100% got that description.
Yeah, it definitely for me feels like just being chronically hungover. And, you know, usually when I'm hungover, like what's your go-to hangover food? Like, do you like grease?
I like fast food.
Yes.
And usually for a long time, it was an ice cold
Coke.
Mm-hmm. Then I read somewhere that Sprite is actually better for a hangover than Coca-Cola. And I switched it up and I was like, yeah, but it's been a while since I've had like a hangover that's required a food remedy.
It's been like 2 months, probably.
No, it's been like years.
No, it hasn't.
When's the last time I was hungover?
A couple of months ago.
I go, it's been so long. And Callie's like, yeah, since, I don't know, 8 weeks ago.
It's been like only a couple months. I think it was like over the holidays.
For when?
I don't know.
Yeah, I think it's been a year or more. I think.
I don't know. Anyways, yeah, it's just like wanting to eat greasy food all the time, like some like tater tots, like a big juicy burger. So good.
We've got cash for someone because it's Free Stuff Friday. And rather than find prizes, we know everybody could just use cash. So we've got $100. Yeah. Friday. Free stuff.
That's pretty much the gist of it. We just really want to give you money because we feel like, you know what, $100, who doesn't need $100 right now? So if you would like to win $100, text the word cabin, C-A-B-I-N, to 800-434-5454. Now, enjoy the last of the song with a dance break. I have been a paying customer of Third Love before they were an advertiser, and I have had nothing but a great experience with them. I took their fit finder quiz on thirdlove.com/upside, and it turns out I've been wearing the wrong size bra for, ever. But I used their fit finder quiz to find out that I was actually a half cup size off from what I had been normally wearing. Now, they offer half cup sizes, so that's the difference with Third Love, is they're getting a really, really exact fit for you. Go to thirdlove.com/upside. Take their perfect fit finder quiz. They have bras in over 80 sizes. They have cups from AA to I. They have half cups. They have bands 30 to 48, and they have no tags on their bras, so it is scratch free. Can I get an amen on that? Go to thirdlove.com/upside now to find your perfect fitting bra and get 15% off your first purchase. Again, that's thirdlove.com/upside, and that's going to give you 15% off of your first purchase.
What a great way to surprise somebody that you love just for no reason. Or how about this? Mother's Day is right around the corner, so you're going to need a gift for that. Skylight frames. A skylight frame is a picture frame that allows you to email photos to a frame in another location. So give it to mom or dad or grandma or grandpa or siblings or aunts or uncles or grandparents or whoever. It'll take them just 2 minutes to set it up, and it walks them through all the steps on a touch screen. It's super easy, connected to Wi-Fi, and then all you do is email pictures in whenever you want, and it pops up on the frame in their house. Right now, Skylight Frames are $10 off for Upside listeners. You got to go to skylightframe.com/upside. Use the code upside when you check out to save $10. Skylightframe.com/upside, promo code upside.
You know what sounds really good right about now? Therapy, right? Am I right? I think everyone's going a little nuts right now, and it is so nice to have someone to talk to. You can do that without ever leaving the comfort of your couch. Go to betterhelp.com/upside, and they will hook you up with one of their over 3,000 US licensed therapists across all 50 states. You can text with your therapist, you can chat, you can do phone, you can do video, and you can start communicating with someone that will get you the help you need in under 24 hours. You know that Jeff and I love therapy. We believe in it so much. It has changed our lives. And I know we have a lot of people in our life that the hardest part is picking up the phone and then going in somewhere. eliminate the going anywhere part and just go to betterhelp.com/upside so they can hook you up with a counselor and you never have to leave your house to do it. When you go to betterhelp.com/upside, enter the code upside. In addition to using that link, you're going to get 10% off your first month. Again, that's betterhelp.com/upside and use the discount code upside for 10% off your first month.
All right, here are my three random things for today's episode. Number one, this actually ties into something that
I would like to say, by the way, that the way this is written on our schedule, it says Jeff's three random things. Then under that, it says sexy husband, internet changes, and what?
Marrying a mom or dad.
Yeah.
Those are just the those are the notes that I write to myself in case I have a lot of pieces of paper sitting near me.
But I love when you do that because it's just so funny. Like, I almost feel like we should post our show schedule every day.
That's
so
funny.
People can see the ridiculousness that is your notes to yourself.
Sexy husband. This ties into something that we were speaking about a little while ago on the show. The five sexiest things a man can do for his wife. This is a survey conducted by a popular magazine. Any guesses on what they are? The sexiest things a man can do. Number five, saying kind things about her in front of others.
Oh, that is really sweet.
Number four, cuddling.
Okay.
Number three, helping clean the house.
Mm-hmm.
Number two, simply saying that he loves her.
Mm-hmm.
Women find that sexy.
Mm-hmm.
And number one, taking care of her when she's sick.
Yeah, that's pretty dang cute.
But I just said not even 10 minutes ago how annoying I feel like I'm being because of that.
I know. And what did I say?
That I'm not annoying.
Exactly.
Now so I feel like I feel like I'm being annoying about saying that I'm annoying about that.
You are kind of being annoying about that, okay. But only because we've ever talked it. I like number five because that is the sweetest thing in the entire world. And that goes for anybody, like friends, whatever, like hearing someone say something about you when it, you know what I mean? Around other people.
So you mean it's saying awesome. Something nice?
Yeah.
In front of you?
Yeah.
Okay. The next thing on my list, internet changes. Everybody was using their smartphones to communicate before coronavirus. Now there is a huge trend. Google's video chatting application Duo and then House Party, which allow like groups of people all to get together. Zoom chat, Skype, all of those things are developing a resurgence because now that you can't see people face to face, even if you weren't seeing them face to face before, you want to.
So basically the internet is more popular than smartphones right now.
Yes. In addition, there has been a surge in popularity for your favorite website, Nextdoor, because now you can't just spy on your neighbors by driving by slowly or standing at the end of the driveway gossiping with your neighbors about other people. You actually have to use Nextdoor to see what everybody's up to.
Here's why I don't like Nextdoor this time of year. And I don't know, I guess it depends on where you live, but in the South, I would imagine that most of our Nextdoors are pretty similar. Ours is a ton of pictures of snakes.
Oh yeah.
All the time. I cannot open Nextdoor this time of year without being like, hey, I saw this snake in my backyard. So like, it honestly makes me never want to leave my house.
Yeah.
I hate snakes. Hate them. Ooh.
And because it's the only thing that people are posting, you think that's the only thing that exists in the world.
That's because it is.
It's no, there's not.
Oh my God. You're not on Nextdoor, so you don't know. Like every other post is a snake picture. I can't handle it.
Right. But what I'm saying is if people posted pictures of like chipmunks or like baby squirrels or stuff like that, you'd be like, oh my gosh, the world is so cute. But that's not really an option because.
No, now I just think the world is full of snakes. So I don't get on Nextdoor this time of year.
And the last of my three random things, marrying mom or dad. According to research journal Current Psychology, people tend to choose spouses that look like their parents.
That's really weird.
Several studies have found that on average, girlfriends generally match the guy's mom and boyfriends look like the woman's father.
I don't think you look anything like my dad.
No, and I don't think you look anything like my mom, who had brown hair and was 4'9" Actually, I think she was 4'9¾" And I think she would use to correct me.
Yeah.
If I
no, that is so weird.
That quarter inch.
I don't believe that at all. Now I can see actions, but like physical appearance, because you have similar qualities to my dad for sure. But yeah, no. Physical appearance? No, I think they missed the mark on that one. And I think it's more about...
It's not missing the mark. It's a study. Ugh, like it really exists. The simple reason why is that familiar things are more attractive. The closer you are to your parents emotionally, the more likely your partner is to resemble good old mom or dad. Hmm. So if you have a really, really great relationship with your dad, chances are your boyfriend or husband's going to look just like your dad.
Hmm.
Which is horrifying when if that pops into your mind while you're, yeah. So those are my three random things for today.
I found the cutest story and it just makes me really, really happy. And it is about, I think, I don't know if you can call this a beautiful human story, but it's pretty dang cool. There is a bar, a coastal bar in Georgia. It's called the Sandbar. Have you ever been there? Have you ever been to Tybee Island or like any of the Georgian islands?
I've been to Tybee years ago.
I don't think I've been to Tybee. I've been to Jekyll. What are the other ones down there?
St. Simon's Island, all those.
Yeah. We used to go down there for like field trips and stuff like that. Anyways,
isn't Cumberland Island the one that they don't allow any cars on?
I think there are random cars, but you can't just like drive there. I think they're very particular.
Or they only let like a dozen cars there a day or something.
It's pretty remote. Like, I don't know that they have streetlights and stuff like that.
Is Cumberland Island the one that has the wild horses, which is so,
I think so.
So bizarre to me. Before you do this story, can I say something that pops into my head every now and again that's so fascinating to me?
What?
And I've never done the research, but saying the gangs of or the herds of wild horses fascinate me. Was there a time before dogs were domesticated and were pets? They lived in the wild, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, like, would you just see a pack of beagles slowly roaming around the woods? You know what I mean? And then, well, like,
that's how, like, it is in the islands and stuff like that. Like, how we got Lily.
But they're all crossbred mutts.
Right.
What I'm saying is purebred dogs, like, how did that happen? This is such, you used to call it like a stoner conversation, but now it's just a quarantine conversation. These are the things that you think about when you're sheltering in place. But think of like five different breeds of dogs. So we'll go with a beagle, okay? Doberman Pinscher, poodles, standard, you know, the tall ones, and then the French little poodles. And then what else? Golden retrievers. So those are your five. Like, were there packs of those dogs like just roaming around? And did they have different territories, like almost like gang territories in big cities?
I don't think that's how that works.
Don't go over there. Sure, that's where the beagles are.
I'm pretty sure that if you were to like trace the history of dogs, that what my guess is that pure dog breeds were like something that rich people did, you know, and like royalty and stuff like that. So I think that purebred dogs weren't ever mutts. Like,
they came from somewhere, right?
Well, so, I think a beagle was at some point a cross between this and this, and then a person mixed it and said, this is what a beagle is, and then that became the pure breed.
But what are the two things that make a beagle?
I don't know, but maybe you should research it.
And, okay. But like, okay.
I think it was like dog breeding was like a sport for rich people.
Dog breeding was?
I think so. Because okay. I think that's how people got, because dogs are tied in very heavily with royalty. Okay. I know that.
Okay.
Purebred dogs, that is.
Like, imagine this. Back in the day.
I don't think there was ever a pack of beagles.
How about this? A pack of, like, dachshunds.
I don't
like
think
in Germany, if you got lost in the woods, did you have to worry about getting attacked by a herd of dachshunds?
Yeah, I don't think that.
Like, was that in the woods?
I don't think that was a thing.
And if they're not... And if royalty bred them, what did they put together to come up with that?
I don't know.
A dachshund.
I don't know.
Hmm.
Interesting. Right. Well, okay, back to Tybee Island. So this island in Georgia, there is a bar called the Sandbar. And like many island bars, it has dollar bills all over it. You know, where people come and they write something on the dollar bill and then they nail it to the wall or staple gun it to the wall.
And they write the date that they were there.
Yeah. So the bar owner of the Sandbar was like, you know what? We have money all over this restaurant and that staff is out of work. So they had $3,714 in ones that were taped to the wall that had been there forever. And they took that money and divided it up and gave 600 each to the two musicians and four bartenders that worked
there. Oh, that's awesome.
So she,
how long did it take them to remove?
A week, a whole week.
Oh, really?
A whole week of doing nothing but taking those dollar bills off one at a time. And then a couple of other people donated. So it wound up being like $4,100. And then they split that between the musicians that work there that are currently unemployed and also the bartenders.
Because the way everybody puts those, you put them up on the walls, you staple them. So you have to take, that's a week of using a screwdriver, like a staple remover, because you can't tear it in half because then it's worthless.
Yeah.
Oh, what's the name of that bar again?
The Sandbar.
If there was a Hero of the Week award, it goes to Waffle House.
Why?
Now, one reason is if you go into Waffle House, you can actually buy a meal for a first responder or a medical professional.
Okay.
So they're doing takeaway food and maybe some of them are doing deliveries. But I know you can order, pull up to a Waffle House and get your food to go. And while you're there, you can pay an extra $8 and they'll send a meal to a first responder. That's heroic. But the real Waffle House MVP move is this. On their website, they are now selling their waffle mix.
No way.
Yes. Remember our waffle mix?
Okay. Now, we can't tell you how we got it, but we got our paws years ago on a bag of Waffle House waffle mix. And we made it. This is when we had the lake house. We made it and it was kind of like a novelty thing. You know, like, hey, we have Waffle House mix at our house.
But it was the true... I mean, it's what they use to make the mix in the restaurant. So the bag was like, combine this with a dozen eggs and a gallon of water and all this, and you'll have enough waffles you'll have 48 waffles or something.
Yeah.
So I had to split that thing up and divide it and do all sorts of crazy math to figure out how to make just four waffles out of it. Mm-hmm. So it was more trouble than it was worth, but it made the house smell like Waffle House, which is such a unique, good smell.
That would make a really good gift for Father's or Mother's Day if you have a mom or a dad in your life that loves Waffle House. Like, I would go buy that, even like keep it in your pantry and give it as a Christmas gift.
Yeah.
Because they don't ever do that. So that's awesome.
The thing is, they put it on sale, I think, on Wednesday of this week, and it sold out immediately. But they said,
it'll come back.
As soon as we restock it, we'll put it back online. Keep checking our website. So I'm not going to lie. Yesterday, that page on the Waffle House merchandise store was open, and I just kept hitting refresh.
Did you?
And I hit refresh again. And then refresh again. Just wanted to check, see if it was available.
I think we should do, because I really like this idea that your friends had, a 1 to 10 check-in of how are you doing? One scale of 1 to 10, because to me, you seem like you're doing pretty good. Like in the beginning of all of this, not so much. But now you kind of seem like you're in a okay place.
Yeah, I am. I would say I'm like an 8.
Oh,
but it's hard to. Here's the thing, because you don't want to qualify. You don't want to have to say I'm an 8. Because like, on a normal day, it's weird. This is a tough question. We're in weird times. If everything was normal, it probably wouldn't be an 8, because the reality is there's a lot of stuff to be stressed about. You know what I'm saying? It's just a stressful time. So on a normal day, it's not an 8. However, right now I feel like an 8 because we've got a routine down where we go to the grocery store, I go to the grocery store like once a week. Mm-hmm. We're organized like how we eat. We still support local restaurants a couple times a week with meals. So I feel really organized with that. We've been very blessed and lucky that changes to our podcast advertisers have not been significant enough to be shocking. You know what I mean? Like, they're definitely noteworthy, but they're not, you know, it's not as bad as other, not trying to,
they're not going
to
take our show off air. Yeah.
Well, they can't.
Well, they can't, but it's not going to be enough to where we're like, oh, we have to.
Right.
Jeff has to go get a job.
Yeah.
A different job.
So I feel very lucky with that. And then I'm getting a lot of good energy from the Hospital Heroes thing that we're doing and T-Bird organizing this program to send food to all these restaurants from money that y'all have donated. So that makes me feel good. So given the circumstances, I'm an 8.
If Jeff likes to be organized and also to fix stuff. So he feels a little bit in control with the food stuff.
Yes.
And since we're organized and like the grocery shopping is done, he feels a sense of like control that is okay. Now, if we didn't have a routine, a schedule, and we hadn't done anything to like try to like feed his I need to help thing, you would probably be going insane.
Yeah. And I think that's why in the beginning of it, I was super stressed out because it was just so unknown. Mm-hmm. And now I've come to terms with the fact it's unknown. And now I want to say something really bizarre. The most anxiety or frustration that I feel right now comes from the fact that I feel like I should be doing more than I'm actually doing. Does that make sense?
For the world or for us? Or
for us and for the business and for that. Like I just, like at the, I'm doing a lot of stuff to keep the advertisers that we have and to try to find, you know, ways to stay afloat and all that stuff. So I'm working on that. But at the end of every day, I'm like, I should have had time to do more, which doesn't make any sense because it's still 24 hours. It's weird.
Right.
That's, yeah. So anyways, 8, if this is a normal non-coronavirus world, be closer to a 5. What about you? It depends on if you feel like you're going to barf or not.
I'm hovering around a 6 or a 7. My feelings on all of this really changes with the day. Like today I'm feeling really good. I feel super grateful that while I'm like feeling so gross that I am at a place where, you know, like I could have this week to work from home so I could like take naps when I needed to take naps and like take care of me. I'm also really grateful because my therapist is like thinks that I do too much all the time. And she's like, this is a really good time for you to hit pause.
The work from home week or no, the whole?
Just in general. She's like, I think that you cram your schedule full and you have, cause I do, I have full days from 2:30 in the morning to 5 o'clock at night. My day is usually full of stuff. And I have been able to like slow down a little bit, which I think is good timing with like the first trimester of this baby and stuff like that. So that I'm grateful for. I feel really sad and anxious about not being around people and not having human contact at all. And that really just puts me into an overwhelmed place.
Really?
So that's like why I can't get higher than a 6 or a 7. Like I miss my friends. I miss the freedom of just being able to go somewhere. Like I thought yesterday, like I miss being able to just like wake up and go to the mall and call Chrissy and say, hey, like, do you want to meet me here? Or you know what I mean? It's so, I miss my parents, like having dinner with my parents, you know, it's a weird.
We've had a couple of really good conversations standing 8 feet apart in the backyard.
I know, but it's hard. Like it feels so unnatural to not like hug my mom when I see her.
Right.
So that really has taken a significant emotional toll on me. And it's really hard for me to get past a 6 or a 7 because I feel I feel a massive, tremendous void of not being around human beings.
Maybe that's why Lily has been so affectionate in the evening and climbing up on the couch with you. Because she just knows that you need a hug.
She's like, hey, I'll be your friend. I'm not a human, but I give really good snuggles.
Yeah.
So that's kind of where I'm at. I'm like not, and I think I was grateful to look at the calendar and realize like we've made it through half of April.
Yeah.
Which is great because I feel like when they announced that, hey, you're going to be in your house through April, that everyone was like, oh my God, how will I survive that? And we've survived the first half of it. So bravo to all of us. And, you know, I think I have a little bit of fear that this is going to go all the way through May, and maybe it will. So I'm going to have to figure out that human contact thing. But yeah.
Well, I'm sorry I'm not enough for you.
You are. I love you very much. But I just, you know, I miss my girlfriends. I miss my parents. Yeah.
Thank you for listening to The Upside with Callie and Jeff. Please make sure you've subscribed so you never miss an episode of The Upside.
We want to say thank you to all of you who voted for us now for the second month. Podcast Magazine has this Hot 50 list, and it's a listener voted on chart for podcasts. And for the second month in a row, we were number two on that list.
That's awesome.
And it kind of came out, the list kind of came out right as all this chaos was beginning, so we haven't talked about it. But thank you to every single person who voted, and we appreciate you, and you're very awesome. And I have to go back and look at the list, but somebody said that of the top like 15 or 20 people shows, mm-hmm. there's only four of them that aren't crime.
There's a lot of crime podcasts.
And I think we're the highest ranked not crime one at number two.
I will take it.
So anyways, thank you so much for voting for us and for thinking so highly of us. We appreciate it. And please, please, please tell your friends about this show. We're trying to be an escape from all the chaos as much as we can be while still acknowledging that the world's a weird place right now. So if you have a friend who might want a little bit of an escape, we'd love to be that for them.
Hey, it's Chriselle from Houston, Texas. Callie, I have mixed feelings about the flip-flop situation. I have them on right now. So before I had my baby, I wore a size 5.5, 6, you know, dainty, nice little feet, and I could wear kid's shoes, and it was like super cool. Lots of sandals in my life, lots of cute tennis shoes, nothing. Still fit. I mean, he's 5 months. Nothing fits anymore. I have a couple pairs of flats that I can wear. So flip-flops it was. I have these nice, I think they're those ones that you said Jeff has, like the Sanuk ones or whatever, that are the yoga mat kind. But anyways, I hope that your feet stay small, dainty, and cute like mine used to be. But sometimes baby does that to you, and I would hate for you to have to wear a flip-flop. I mean, I'm sure you'd figure it out and do something better. But flip-flop it was. Bye.
I love cereal. I especially love the delicious sugary cereal that we used to have as kids that unfortunately I had to cut out of my diet because, you know, eating too much of it, not so good when you're trying to be a responsible adult. Anyways, I found Magic Spoon. I actually reviewed them and was a paying customer of theirs before they were an advertiser. It is cereal that is meant to taste like all those awesome cereals when we were a kid, but there is zero sugar. There's 12 grams of protein and only 3 net grams of carbs in each serving. It is keto friendly. It is gluten free. It is grain free. It is soy free. It is low carb, and it is GMO free, which to me says that would taste disgusting, probably like cardboard, right? Wrong. It is so delicious. I love the fruity flavor and the frosted flavor, and I mix those together with a little bit of milk. So good. I also had an upsider say that they were buying it for their son who is diabetic because he can't have sugar. So it's an awesome way to do that as well. Right now, you can go to magicspoon.com/upside to grab a variety pack and try it today. And be sure to use our promo code upside at checkout to get free shipping. Again, that is free shipping on your variety pack by going to magicspoon.com/upside and then use the promo code upside at checkout.
Hey, Callie and Jeff, it's Carla. Just calling to say, hey, love what you guys are doing with feeding the hospitals. And I wondered if you could post a picture on your Instagram, maybe like an iPhone checklist of the states that have not called in And maybe the Upside community could reach out to somebody they know in that state or a couple people they know in the states we're missing and challenge them to listen and just give you guys a try so we can get all 50 states. Love you guys. Thanks for making us all feel good because we sure need it right now. Thanks. Bye.
I believe that Callie just called me an idiot. I will wear flip-flops all year round if I can. Unless it's snowing or icy or whatever, I'm putting those flip-flops on. I'm sorry. But my feet need to breathe. An idiot. Oh, seriously? That's okay, though. You're pregnant. You can be judgy. You can call me an idiot. You can call me whatever you want, honestly. As long as you call me. Bad joke. Anyways, I just like my feet to freeze, so I don't like having stuff on my feet if I don't have to. Anyways, I hope you guys are still having a happy day. Love you all. Bye.
Hi, guys. It's Amber calling in with my HR complaint. I work primarily on the phone, and so yesterday while talking to a customer, my coworker decided to poop his pants, take his underwear off, while my other coworker screamed, "Ew, gross," my boss came in and ate the poop, all while my intern lounged around on the couch. So yeah, COVID-19 going real well over here. Thanks, guys. Love you.
Hey, guys. Good morning. This is Dawn. Sorry, I'm breathing hard. I finally got on my trainer on my porch. I had to pause today's episode to tell you, you can throw the whole bag of spinach in the freezer, then put your machine on a scale and just weigh out 100 grams or so, and you'll get the same amount every time. It'll start out fluffy, and then it'll be crumbs, but it'll still be, say, 100 grams. As far as the ice cube tray, any liquid that you open and you need to reuse, spaghetti sauce, anything, throw in the ice cube trays. Once it's frozen, pop it out and put it in a baggie. There you go. You have a little amount. Trust me, when Bambino comes along, you'll want to do that with a whole bunch of opened up jars of baby food. Oh, anyway, I am so excited for you guys. I do have a rainbow baby. She's 17, and she is thriving, and we are thriving, and we are going to get out of this very soon. Have a great day. Love y'all. Bye.
Hey, guys. I had actually two more food hacks that I thought you or your listeners might find interesting. So one is for avocado, because like what Jeff said when he looks at the bananas when he's buying them, like, I wonder when I'm going to have to throw these away. I think more people throw away avocados. So you're actually not supposed to put avocado in the fridge. However, if you do buy, like if all they have is super hard avocados, you can buy four, for example, and put four in your fresh drawer of the, or three of them in your fresh drawer of the refrigerator until you're ready to use them. And you take them out one day at a time, the day before you're going to use them. If they're super hard, you put them inside, and you can do this with super ripe, unripe bananas. You put them in a brown paper bag and put them on top of your refrigerator overnight. So that will quick ripen an avocado or quick ripen a banana. But just do one at a time. Another way to keep avocado fresh once it's been cut is to keep it with avocado pit in the refrigerator. So that is if you're slicing avocado and using it with your omelet in the morning, just keep the seed with the avocado and put it in something sealed in your fridge for the next day or two. If you make guacamole, keep the pit inside the guacamole and it'll stay fresh and green and keep it from oxidizing. And then more lime you put on, the lime juice you put on the avocado, again, it'll keep it from oxidizing. Lime juice or lemon juice will actually keep any cut fruit from oxidizing. So you can put it on cut apples, cut bananas. Sorry, that went really long. Love you guys. Bye.
Now, I'd be lying if I said the journey had been an easy one. There were some good days, but a lot of not so good days. If we take it just one day at a time with a positive attitude, anything is possible.